But now when it gets warm, he'll come out, warm, 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 warm. A house is old. So I'm in my pond out there.
What about something that gets up in the trees? They're real small. They're supposed to come out after a storm.
Come out after it's dark.
After a storm. After it's been raining.
Be in a tree and come out after a storm.
Well, you know, well, just those little bitty kinds of frogs that get up, that don't get any bigger than about that.
Must be a tree frog.
Uh-huh.
Would have to be a tree frog.
Any other kinds of little frogs?
No, small toad frog.
Mm-hmm.
Little baby toad frogs.
Toad frogs hop around on the
ground? On the ground. Hop around on the ground. Tree frog, he'll go up a tree. Might see him near the top of the tree.
What would you... this is something that's got a hard shell, and it can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
All right. Well, you'd have two of those things. You'd have three. You would have a turtle, tabby, and a skillpot.
What's the difference between those?
Well, turtle, some of them grow big like that.
About five.
He would have what you call a loggerhead turtle. You eat him.
Is he in water?
Yeah. All right, now a skillpot, he has a big shell, looks like a turtle, but his shell is scalloped around the edge. Uh-huh. You don't eat him.
Is he in water,
yeah,
too?
All right, now a tarpon, he's not in water, but he got a shell like this, but it's a little round shell.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a regular waterfowl. He's a dry land. Or that dry land tapping.
Do you ever hear any other names?
No, I never did of a tapping.
What about cooter or gopher?
No.
You ever hear of those?
Never did hear that.
And a kind of insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into the light.
What do you do?
He flies around a light and he'll try to fly into the light.
Well, it would be a fly and a mosquito, gnat.
Well, if you grab him, this powder will come off in your hand.
Oh, it would be a butterfly. A little butterfly. These, we call them candleflies. They would have a little silk like on them, little dust on them would come off. Right.
Then what about something that'll eat holes in your wool clothes?
Would be a moss.
Would be what?
Would be a moss.
Uh-huh.
Be mosses. Little long thing would be about that long. We would call them, he people call them moss, some call them silverfish. I think silverfish would be the regular right name. But moss would be just like I told you about the yellowhammer. After you see him, everybody would know what a moss was. Use moss balls in your clothes to keep them out.
Then this is a... little tiny red thing that'd get in your skin if you went blackberry picking.
What'd he do?
It'd get in your skin if you went out picking blackberries.
Must be a tick.
No, a little red.
A red bug? Red bug. Well, you know we have ticks around here too. A tick'll crawl on you somewhere, swell, your leg, or anywhere in your back, anywhere. And he'll get on you, he'll stick just like a red bug will. But now he'll eat and eat. He may be pretty good size. He ain't never as big as a tick, a red bug. Red bug ain't never as big as a tick. Then he became to be larger than a mastiff when he got full. And he'd be eating you all the time, a tick.
The tick.
Did you ever see any of them?
I've seen them on dogs.
Well, the ticks, we have millions, thousands of them around through the community. When it's summertime, and it's warm, you go out in the bushes and you get lined with them. They just eat you up. They just be all on you. You have to pick them off and pull them off.